This is KERA News. A number of pharmaceutical companies have entered the home stretch in the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, human trials. One of those trials is being conducted at Baylor Medical Center in Dallas. KERA's Becca Moore spoke to a participant in that trial.
Ashley Agura is the perfect candidate for this vaccine trial. As a physician's assistant, she spends 12 hours a day taking care of COVID-19 patients.
You know, we kind of glue your mask on for the day, your N95 plus a droplet mask over that eye shield, and then go visit with those patients and see, you know, how they're doing, check in with their symptoms.
Before Agura received her first injection of the experimental vaccine, she watched a video about how the process would work and the risks involved. She gave her informed consent and underwent a few tests. Then she received the first dose of either the vaccine or the placebo. About 3 weeks later, she got the second dose. No one, not even the doctors, knows which she received. The first dose didn't bother her much, just left her with a sore arm. But after the second injection,
I definitely had much more arm soreness, and I actually felt a little bit, not ill the next day, but I definitely had like body aches and a low-grade temperature, which was not bothersome. Like, I worked the whole day and I just took some Advil.
That's a good sign, says Dr. Mizgebe Berhe. He's the lead researcher on this trial.
You are actually trying to simulate a natural infection. So if you had COVID-19 virus, you are expected to develop chills, pain, maybe fever.
Berhe says this trial uses the body's own RNA. Messenger RNA, or mRNA, tell the body which proteins to build. Scientists have found a way to code mRNA to produce proteins that fight COVID-19. This technology has been around for a few years, but it hasn't been used in a vaccine before.
The whole concept is, how do I expose the body to a specific protein of interest so the body can mobilize a more targeted immune response?
The pharmaceutical company Pfizer is sponsoring this vaccine trial. Baylor's just one of the medical centers involved. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla told CBS's Face the Nation last week that enough data will be collected by November to take the vaccine to the FDA for approval.
But of course, doesn't mean that it works. It means that we will know if it works.
Substantial public skepticism could throw a wrench in things, though. About 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a free COVID-19 vaccine approved by the FDA, according to a recent Gallup poll. Dr. Peter Hotez is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He says he understands the concerns, especially because of Operation Warp Speed. That's the federal government's effort to speed up the development of COVID-19 treatments and vaccines.
The communications out of Operation Warp Speed has been largely non-existent, and I'm not sure for something of this profile and magnitude and concern whether that will be adequate. So there's going to have to be a higher level of public communication with the American people.
Pfizer CEO Bourla says that's part of the reason he declined federal funding for his company's vaccine. He wants to keep politics out of it.
When you get money from someone, that always comes with strings. They want to see how you're going to progress, what type of moves you're going to do. They want reports. I didn't want to have any of that.
Agura, the trial participant, says she trusts the science behind the Pfizer vaccine, but she is concerned about the long-term effectiveness.
It's still too early to know, you know, are you going to have antibodies going into next year, you know, because that's just not enough time to test that.
In the meantime, Dr. Berhe, the lead researcher on the Baylor trial, says Pfizer wants to recruit 10,000 more volunteers for its human trials, specifically minorities.
If the minority are not enrolled in a study, it's very difficult to understand the efficacy of, you know, this intervention in that sector of the population.
Even though FDA approval is not guaranteed, Pfizer has already started manufacturing its RNA vaccine so it can be ready to distribute it as soon as possible. The CDC director recently told Congress that's not going to be possible until next year. But Berhe is optimistic it'll happen before the end of this year, and he expects an accelerated FDA approval process. He says that's not unheard of, especially if there's overwhelming data that the vaccine is effective. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.